All right, well, let's see what the Nooners got in store today. And we wonder why this segment's got no credibility, Har. It's brought to you by Dietz & Watson, Real Philly Deli, 3J's Deli in Northern Liberties, proudly serving Dietz & Watson, the official premium meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Flyers. All right, Andrew, what do you got for the Nooners?
Maybe if I talk a little slower and move slower,
yeah,
it might get better.
That sounds good.
In terms of, you know, I can't go too fast for the old brain.
I like that. Yeah, let your brain catch up. Okay.
I should start talking like Darian.
Yeah.
I'll be good.
There you go.
All right, first one. You know it's a good day when we have the luxury of telling a Nooner story that took place in Florida involving a beef between two neighbors. 55-year-old Scott Frederick Wegner of Fort Pierce, Florida, was arrested earlier this week on charges of possession or discharge of a destructive device. The feud was between Scott and his neighbor that goes by Spider, and it started after Spider claimed that Scott stole his BB gun.
Yeah.
Remember, these are two middle-aged men.
Mm. Hey, right, Scott, Spider, get me a cutty and water.
Scott's 55 years old, and he allegedly stole this guy's BB gun.
Right.
Now, Scott was tired of the allegations, so he decided to create a bomb with whiskey and placed it in Spider's chicken coop. Now, it is unknown whether or not the chickens were harmed, but Scott was arrested and bail was set at $30,000.
Yeah, the old whiskey bomb
this
in a chicken coop.
Over a BB gun.
Yes. Well, you need a BB gun.
Sounds like something that happened in my neighborhood.
You need a BB gun to keep the varmints away from the chickens.
Sure.
Right?
Nice 22 cal hair.
Yeah, that old guy sits out there in his lanai or on his back porch. And he just starts blasting away at the varmints.
Squirrels and whatever. Yeah. A raccoon, perhaps.
Yeah.
He's got the dueling banjos music playing in the background.
Yeah.
I love the dueling banjos music.
Are you trying to find it? I see you looking at your board there.
I've lived down there in the hillbilly section of Florida.
Is that right, Harry?
Yeah.
Fort Pierce, Florida?
Well, it was not Fort Pierce.
Not Paul Pierce.
Yeah. There's varmints down there.
Yeah, no question about it.
It's not that bad.
Well, it ain't that good either, Harry. Little Ned Beatty.
That's Georgia.
Yeah. That's where Deliverance was filmed.
I think it was filmed actually in the northeastern, like up near Tennessee Georgia line.
Is that right?
I think so.
Not
Florida Georgia line.
Yeah,
that different. Lousy country band.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
All right. Moving on. So Jason, I know you're a man that has some ink on you, and Harry, you're a man who basically does whatever the hell you want. So this story's good for you guys.
You don't have any tattoos, do you, Harry?
No.
No.
I need to ask you about your guy's opinion of the back tattoo of Ben Affleck that took over the internet after he was spotted on a beach.
You don't even have to ask me about a back tattoo. It's just Ben Affleck. Zero.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, is that right? You're not a big Ben fan?
Never responded well to him.
So this is a real tattoo? It's not for a movie or something
like
that?
Well, head on over to our Twitter page.
I see it.
At 975 Middays. He had this tattoo in the movie Batman versus Superman that came out 2 years ago.
Mm.
And when he was first seen with this tattoo, he said, oh, it's just fake. It's for the movie.
Mm.
2 years later, the tattoo is still there.
Is it a tramp stamp?
No. Look at the tattoo.
Oh, I tell you to go to Middays.
Yeah, but
go to Middays.
I don't want to have to look at him.
It's just his back. So you can't tell that his hair is a hairpiece.
This guy is as wooden as it gets as an actor.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It's a huge dragon.
All right.
I can't really see what the red part of it is on the bottom. It's like, it looks like it's grabbing onto something. But what about the tattoo now, Andrew?
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, what are your thoughts on this? Any man have that much ink on his back?
I'm not kidding. You know, you can do
whatever
you want.
What's wrong with that?
He can do whatever he wants. Anything he does, I don't like.
Look, there's a couple of movies that he's in that are pretty good.
Yeah, there's some movies that are okay, but his parts, I don't like.
Did you see The Accountant?
Yeah.
He was good in that.
He was very wooden in that.
But it's a good movie.
He's the same wooden guy.
Yeah, I get it.
You know? And I'm not talking about John Wooden.
Yeah. No, look, the tattoo, I can't see it well enough to know if it looks like it's decent work. I mean, I don't know. If you want to get a tattoo on your back, I got a tattoo on my back.
That big?
It's a little
not
much.
That big. Mine goes across from my shoulder blade to shoulder blade,
yeah,
all
that's
the way across
fine.
The top.
This is his entire back.
You know, maybe he should just go get the rest of his whole body tattoo. I suggest one right on his cheek,
like
right
a Tyson
front
one,
cheek, like right on his face.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is that right? Really don't like Ben Affleck.
Yeah, vitriol towards Ben Affleck. I don't know what your deal is.
Learn something new every day.
I'm
here.
Not dealing with this
I don't
today.
Like him. You're not a big Ben Affleck guy. Now he's got a bad hairpiece.
I don't even know.
You know he's got a piece, right?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Well,
he
I'm not saying he doesn't, but
I mean, the guy's hairline is growing down.
Is that right?
That doesn't happen that way.
Okay.
As a bald man, I would know hair.
Oh.
I can spot a toupee from two counties over.
Yeah.
And he's got one.
All right.
Have you ever gone with a toupee?
Have I ever gone with one?
Did you ever consider the toupee?
No.
No?
I shaved it.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, let it grow back up in the sides and then
and put a tube on the top?
Put a tube right on the top.
No. I'd look too damn good bald hair. You know what I'm saying? Some people, I get why they might do it, because they don't have a good head.
Yeah.
Right? I got a beautiful head.
Yeah.
My mom rolled me over when I was a kid to get a good, nice, balanced head.
Is that right?
So, I got a good, I don't have any, you know, nooks and crannies in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a nice head.
I got a bad head.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, you have a more of a square head than I do.
Yeah. I have a big block head.
Yeah, you do.
I really do.
Yeah, I just got a nice head. And, you know, the thing is if when I shave, though, my head looks disproportionate.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, my glasses will look too big for my face, too.
Yeah.
So, but we're going to shave soon, I think.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, after the hockey season, maybe we'll zip off the beard.
Yes.
All right? A little grooming on the midday show.
All right, so this,
I got to get a groomsman in.
What's next?
This may sound funny to you and, frankly, all of our listeners, but I honestly think that I could run for a position in government after hearing this story of a dumb D.C. lawmaker. All right? Give me
this
time.
This must be really dumb.
Oh, boy.
So, council member Trayon White Sr. posted a video on his official Facebook page last Friday, and as you will find out why, it was quickly deleted. Now, I know the majority of people on the East Coast are tired of the snowstorms, as we're already getting another one right now, but I don't think any of us are blaming the people that Mr. White is. This D.C. lawmaker discussed in his video that Washington, D.C. and the rest of the United States needs to be stronger with climate control, but specifically men and women who are Jewish. A man who actually holds a position in office claims that the Jewish community is manipulating the climate so their businesses and organizations that handle natural disasters will make more money.
Oh,
your thoughts.
And how exactly are they doing this?
Yeah, how are they manipulating the climate?
What, are they seeding the clouds?
Yeah.
I don't know. I get a phone call daily from this guy that complains about chemtrails every day, and then he hangs up.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a blocked number. He goes, oh, watch out for them chemtrails, and then he hangs up.
Wow.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what he thinks it is.
Well, I don't know.
You think I have a chance?
Some people live on this earth to waste time.
We may have found someone less intelligent than our producer.
Well, somebody just...
And he's in government.
Vic Siervo just tweets in and says... Hey, damn it, you guys. You got to start giving Sal Chunas the respect he deserves.
Kiss my ass.
That's a good tweet.
All right, moving on.
Yeah.
We had an epidemic a few months ago that made me fear the future of humanity, and now we may have one that's even worse. Remember when we discussed the dumb kids and internet stars that were eating Tide Pods?
Yes.
So they could go viral?
Right.
Well, now we are eating slugs. According to National Geographic, 19-year-old Sam Ballard of Australia was dared to eat a slug by some of his rugby teammates back in 2010, and he did it.
Mm.
He ended up going into a coma and became partially paralyzed from the parasite that snails carry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you would think that this was a freak accident and it happened one time. No. Now, a handful of documented stories are appearing from people that are eating slugs and trying to go viral doing it. Do we really have to tell people, like actually take time in our days to tell people, don't eat slugs?
I don't want to tell them. Let them eat the damn things. What do I care?
Yeah,
do I need them around?
See, this is the problem, though, with famous people like the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Like, people think if I do something really dumb and talentless, mind you, that I'll get famous and I'll be able to open up a store and make millions of dollars, and I'll become a YouTube star.
Mm.
Well, you're not. You're an idiot. Eating slugs or Tide Pods makes you not a YouTube star or viral. It makes you a freaking moron.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Sheesh.
All right, last one here. We got to get the appropriate music for it. We have some movie news to talk about.
And it is Indiana
really,
Jones?
Really unfortunate that this is actually happening. Instead of directors and producers being creative, successful director Steven Spielberg...
They're going to redo a movie?
...revealed that the fifth Indiana Jones will begin filming in April of 2019. And yes, Harrison Ford will be in it.
Now, how old is he?
In April of 2019, the 76-year-old Harrison Ford will head to the UK to film the fifth movie of the franchise, the same franchise that I stopped watching after the first two movies.
Wow.
I understand that there is an audience for this, But please tell me that this is the last one.
I know.
Do me a favor and please tell me.
I think I only saw the first two as well. What about you?
I saw three. I saw, well, Raiders of the Lost Ark's the first one, Temple of Doom. Mm-hmm. And then, what was the third one called?
They brought the Shia LaBeouf in for the third one, right?
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Anything that involves Shia LaBeouf, I'm out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what the third one was.
75 years old.
It'll be 76 when they start filming.
You see, that Calista Flockhart must have, like...
Keeping him young,
I guess.
Oh, huh? The Last Crusade. I saw that. So Raiders of the Lost Ark was 1981 mm-hmm. when that came out. Yeah, that movie still holds up, by the way.
I was in like a junior in high school.
Yeah, that movie still holds up.
Sophomore.
Not the fifth one.
No, I know.
Fourth one.
Temple of Doom was 84, Har.
Just wait till the next Rocky comes out.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade
it's coming.
Was the one with Sean Connery in it as his father.
Right.
I saw that one.
That's the second one, right?
No, that's the third.
Oh, the third one.
Second one was Temple of Doom.
Well, then I did see the third one. I saw the third
one. Okay. Indiana Jones and the... Well, I'm trying to see here. The Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. I did not see that. That was 08.
Mm.
Now, that's 19 years between movies. And then Indiana Jones 5 is... Is that the one that they're filming now? Yeah, 2020 it's coming out. Yeah, I'm not into it.
Yeah.
Raiders of the Lost Ark was good. Temple of Doom was pretty good. Last Crusade I wasn't a big fan of, and then, because they always have the token scene where they're in the cart in the coal mine, you know?
Yeah.
So, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out.
Same cheesy jokes will be
no
in
interest.
It.
Well, yeah, he's like Captain Laidback with his whip.
Now, we got a couple of tweets coming in here.
Oh, boy.
About,
what I do now.
Andrew. Well, first of all, Ben's tattoo is a phoenix, not a dragon, according to @Jason_welds.
Okay. Well, right. It's hard to see it in the picture. I mean, I said six times I didn't get a close-up look at it.
Yeah, now you read the Vic Siervo tweet. Mm-hmm. Alex Freight says, I think he does this on purpose. He can't be this much of a stew-nod.
Yeah, he can.
I beg to differ.
Yeah. Gary O says, Jason Mert, the Harry Mays hate list is growing by the segment.
Mm.
Add Florida Georgia Line and Ben Affleck to the list.
Easy.
With Roy just in the last 2 days.
Not a problem.
You do have you got really indignant about Ben Affleck.
Yeah, I can't stand him.
I can understand not liking him. You have this vitriol.
If he worked here, I would be really nasty towards him.
You would?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.